Hello, and welcome to another episode of Levy Fam Creative. Today, I decided that I was going to tell a story. We're going to continue a story that I started telling, which is, what was the name of the story? It was Cabin 5 and the Story of Leech Lake. And this is the story of a time that I was at camp. Christmas. You know, I was a camp counselor back in the days. It's Christmas time at the camp that I used to help for like 9 to 12 year old kids. And I had a very, very interesting and rugged crew of individuals, and we used to go out and do adventures. And this particular day, we went out to Leech Lake because I had found a rickety old rowboat, and we took the rowboat and we flipped it over and we cleaned out all the nasty worms and centipedes and stuff that were in it. We put it on the lake. We got in the boat, the rowboat. We started to row. The Leech Lake, thing about Leech Lake is it's covered with this bright green moss that's so thick it almost looks like a soccer field. Algae. But it's just this nasty algae. But beneath it, who knows what's underneath it? We know leeches for sure, right? Anyway, we went out, and what did we see? We saw thick purple fog rolling in where you couldn't barely see 10 feet in front of the boat. And we rowed and we rowed and we rowed. And then y'all remember what happened next?
Dragonflies,
these beautiful purple sparkling dragonflies landed on our heads and our hands. Zangief was rowing with one oar, I was rowing with the other oar. Zangief, as you may or may not know, was a very large, bald-headed young man. He was 12 years old, but he was looked like he was 15. He was very, very large in the chest and pretty tough. There was also Sharif, who was who had dreadlocks and who said he was a prince all the time. He was descended from royalty. Myself, Kano, that was what I used to go by back at camp. Was my nickname was Kano instead of Johnny. And who else was there?
Miguel,
who always had some ruckus to bring. And then also two more, you remember?
Gummy Bear.
We called him Gummy Bear because he looked like a little brown gummy bear. And he also was very, very fearful, but he liked to start trouble and then hide behind a counselor. That was the kind of kid he was.
The Reverend,
right? That was he was big like Zangief, but all in all had a pretty gentle heart, and he liked to preach. So anyway, here we are rowing in a rowboat, and then guess what happens? I'm going to look for Christmas lights. Just so y'all know, I'm telling you a story while we're driving the car going to look at Christmas lights. So
Dad.
Boss Dad, hashtag Boss Dad, is that what you would say? Yes. What? So, anyway, then we went a little bit further in the purple fog, and I said it was so thick that you could actually slice a piece out of it
and eat it
and put it on your tongue, and it tasted kind of like
water
flavored cotton candy. So pretty gross. Was that the sound of tasting the cotton candy? What does it sound like again, Jaden? Okay, that's what it sounds like when you slice the fog and eat it on your tongue. Anyway, we went a little further, and all of a sudden we're feeling like the boat was jiggling, like something under the water was making it rock back and forth. And before you knew it, hands jumped up over the side and were holding on. And then other green hands jumped up, and they were green and dripping with that same seaweed stuff. And we were like, what? It's sea monsters. Everybody got scared. Zangief actually lost his mind for a second and picked up his oar and was about to hit the hands. And then I tried to block him, and then we tussled for a while, and finally he said he was going to quit. And then more hands jumped up, and then whack, 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 whack. Zangief just started whacking the hands. And it turned out that we had incurred the wrath of that which lives beneath the moss. And so a head emerged from the surface, and it was a green head full of moss and long. It looked like it had long hair, but it was just covered in moss. The face was covered in moss. And then what happened? Do y'all remember?
Yes.
What?
It said that you'd have to face.
No.
And that you'd have to go.
Well, first, what was it?
Oh yeah, it was a mermaid.
And it pulled back its hair and used a beautiful face.
Yep, it wiped away the moss and it had a beautiful face. And it was a mermaid. Well, she was a very honorable mermaid. She was not unfair, but she said under no uncertain terms that they were just trying to say hi when they grabbed the side of the boat, and that Zangief hitting their knuckles with the oar was an act of war, and that we were going to need to be punished. And that I, Kano, as the captain of the ship, was responsible, which I readily accepted. And so she said that I was going to have to come into the water and be with them. And after some negotiation, because I did say I made them promise not to kill me, and just give me the punishment that was appropriate, which they said they would do, then I told all of Cabin 5 to keep rowing towards the island in the middle of the lake. And I leaned off the edge of the boat and back into the water, and was in, and then it, that the layer of moss was like a foot thick, so I had to like sink through that, which was gross.
Ew.
And then, yeah, what did it sound like? Exactly right. I had to sink through that nasty disgustingness, and then below was just cold. No, it wasn't cold. That was the other weird thing. The water beneath it was super warm. And then I remembered it was called Leech Lake, and I was like, oh no, I hope there's no leeches this far out, but who can tell? And then I just went down and down, and I couldn't tell which way was up and which way was down. And then I was like, oh no, I can't breathe. And then all of a sudden, these hands grabbed both my arms, and as soon as the hands touched me, what happened?
You could breathe.
I could open my eyes. And I could see that two mermaids were grabbing me, and they were taking me down to the mythical, fabled.
Down, etc.
To the castle, to the underwater castle of the lady of the
mermaids.
No, the lady of the lake, homie.
Oh, lake.
Lady of the lake. Wrong body of water. So, anyway, we were flowing and flowing down, and I could see that the mermaids were grabbing my arms and trying not to be too rough, so I thought, okay, well, at least these mermaids are civilized. I looked to the right. The one to my right had black hair that was an afro, an underwater afro, and I looked to my left, and that mermaid was bald-headed. And she had tattoos all over her head of a sea snake wrapped around her head and sea snake wrapped around her wrists. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And kind of like in the movie, they kind of wore shells as a bathing suit, but the shells were kind of like moldy a little bit. But I was like, well, yeah, of course the water's all warm down here. There's going to be mold on the shells, you know? It made sense to me. So, anyway.
That looks promising.
I realized that I could talk as long as the mermaids were touching me.
This is what you're talking sound like.
It sounded kind of like blah, blah, like normal, but like a little bit of bubbly sound when I would talk. And so I said, hey, baby, ladies, you want to tell me where we were going, and who am I going to meet? And they were like, why are you talking like that? And I was like, she's like, you don't have to talk like that, stop it. And I was like, stop it. And she slapped the side of my head, the serpent lady one did. And I was like, hey, that hurts. Oh, I can talk normal. I was like, thanks. And I tried to give her a fist bump, and she just like looked the other way. And I was like, y'all think I'm a nerd or something? Because on the surface, everybody thinks I'm pretty cool. And they were like, this ain't the surface, bro. Then they were just quiet. I was like, dang. Y'all are stone-faced down here. Anyway, I was like, fine. I'll find out in a minute anyway. So, swam down. They swam their tails. And I forgot to mention, one had a fishtail. But the serpent tattoo lady had, like, Ursula-style tentacles of an octopus. So, that was disturbing. But I just figured it was all probably fine. Nothing to be scared of, right? What do you think? We're going to take a moment to give a little commentary on the story. So, see what the kids think so far. See what the kids think are going to happen.
Obviously
what they think is going to happen. So, I'm going to pass it back and you can hear what the audience thinks.
Interesting.
Right.
I think there's going to be a crocodile king that gives him the assignment and the punishment.
But there are no boys! This is just a mermaid land!
Elia, please be quiet.
I think... Oh, the suspense!
I'm the only serious one.
Okay, anybody else or are we done?
Aldemar.
Nobody else, Dad. You can keep telling.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's marigolds. Marigolds?
Who thinks this is going to be a scary story?
Not me.
Who thinks this is going to be a love story?
Not me.
Who thinks this is going to be a mystery story?
Me.
And who thinks it's going to be an adventure story?
Me.
Okay. Well, you'll just have to wait and see, and I'll let the audience that's listening decide what they think. So, sure enough, we finally got down to the castle. And it was not like any other castle that I had ever seen. It didn't look like a normal castle that's made of stone, but it also didn't look like the Little Mermaid's castle. It looked like it was made of trash, to be honest. It was all the trash that had ever been collected at the bottom of the lake. And it turns out there was a significant amount of trash. So it was as if a castle were built out of like car tires and broken boards and pop cans. And there were a couple of like rusted out TVs and even a car. But it had all been like molded and hammered into place to create a spacious mansion, and it had a huge drawbridge door at the front, and as soon as we got close it opened and they took me inside down a hallway, and the hallway on either side, instead of like knights in armor that they would have in like the old school kind of castles, there was piles of trash. Yeah, like piles of rusty trash is what they had instead of knights. So, I found that interesting. What do you think about that, Elia?
Love.
Just pause.
I think
interesting. She thinks it's interesting. What do you think, Amara?
I think it's cool.
All right.
I think...
And that, my friends, is the end of the recap. And part one of the story of Cabin 5 and the Leech Lake.